This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. A groundbreaking verdict in Michigan today where a school shooter's mother has been convicted on murder charges. CBS's Matt Piper reports she now faces up to 60 years in prison.
She is the first parent in the United States to go on trial in a mass shooting carried out by their child.
We find the defendant guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
A jury finding Jennifer Crumbly guilty on all four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Her son shot and killed four students at his school in 2021. The parents...
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. A groundbreaking verdict in Michigan today where a school shooter's mother has been convicted on murder charges. CBS's Matt Piper reports she now faces up to 60 years in prison.
She is the first parent in the United States to go on trial in a mass shooting carried out by their child.
We find the defendant guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
A jury finding Jennifer Crumbly guilty on all four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Her son shot and killed four students at his school in 2021. The parents are accused of not getting their son the necessary help for his mental health needs and for purchasing the gun for their son, which was used in the shooting. The father's trial begins next month.
President Biden blames former President Trump for a shift in Republican support for a bipartisan border bill.
Every day between now and November, the American people are going to know that the only reason the border is not secure is Donald Trump and his MAGA Republican friends. It's time for Republicans in the Congress to show a little courage, to show a little spine.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was pretty disappointed, too. He said so on Capitol Hill.
Obviously, with a Democratic president and a Democratic senator, our negotiators had to deal with them. And James Lankford, under those situations, did a remarkable job.
A test vote set in the Senate tomorrow. Defense officials looking into the drone attack that killed three American service members in Jordan say the U.S. never detected the drone because it likely came in too low or was confused for one of its own. The base also didn't have an air defense system capable of shooting it down. It had relied on electronics to jam them instead. Here at home, the feds are exposing why a door panel blew on an Alaskan Airlines flight last month. Here's CBS's Allison Keyes.
The NTSB's preliminary report finds that four bolts were missing and that there were five damaged rivets on the door plug that blew out in mid-flight on the Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet on January 5th. Seven passengers and one crew member had minor injuries.
Inspectors will be posting up at Boeing plants to avoid another incident. Nevada primary voters are divided today in Las Vegas.
I actually voted for none of the above here because the primary here didn't include all of the people. And I'll be going in Thursday for the caucus to vote for Trump.
Doesn't matter. I don't want Trump in there at all. He's not worth it. Cheater, liar. People fall around like sheep.
Trump's expected to win the state's 26 delegates in Thursday's caucus. And GoFundMe says crowdfunding campaigns have now generated $30 billion since 2010. 150 million people have either sent or received money on its platform, mostly thanks to Gen Z and millennials. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are split on a bill to increase border security and provide aid for Ukraine and Israel. Tammy Baldwin says she has concerns but plans to vote for it. Ron Johnson says he's against it. The Senate holds a procedural vote tomorrow. Experts say expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 American kids above the poverty line in 1 year. Chris Cox is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
A bill to revive the expanded credit passed the U.S. House last week. Final adoption, though, is not guaranteed. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy and mild with lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, more clouds around and warm again with highs in the low 50s and becoming breezy. Rain ahead for Thursday, even some thunder. Highs again in the low 50s, but turning much colder as we look towards Friday and into the weekend. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Now, here's your host, the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
Good evening, hockey fans, and welcome to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. I'm Brian Posick. Well, the second-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team is 24-4 in second place in the WCHA and riding an 11-game winning streak after technically sweeping St. Cloud State this past weekend at LeBron Arena. The Badgers won 3-2 in overtime against the 10th-ranked Huskies on Saturday, with Caroline Harvey scoring the game-winning goal and Jane Gervais with 24 saves. And then on Sunday, Lanny Potter scored twice. Harvey scored again in a 5-2 victory as Casey O'Brien had three assists on Sunday and moved her within two of 100 for her career. Only nine other Badger women's hockey players have had 100 assists in their careers. So Wisconsin again has won 11 in a row, and the Badger women are on the road this weekend to play Bemidji State Friday at 6 and Saturday at 3 o'clock. We'll hear from head coach Mark Johnson coming up here in just a bit. Meanwhile, the fourth-ranked Wisconsin men's hockey team is 26-2, currently in second place in the Big Ten, 5 points behind league-leading Michigan State after what amounts to a split at a jam-packed Kohl Center this past weekend against ninth-ranked Minnesota. Friday, the Badgers and the Gophers 1-0. Minnesota had the lead when Owen Lindmark scored early in the third to tie it. Went to overtime. The Gophers prevailed 2-1, despite the fact the Badgers outshot them 41-29 overall. Badgers got a point for the overtime loss, and then on Saturday, Jack Horbach scored out of the gate. The Badgers up 1-0. Minnesota tied it in the second. Kyle McClellan was marvelous throughout the game. That game went to overtime as well, and then a shootout before Quinn Finley and William Whitelaw both converted, and the Badgers get the extra point on Saturday. Kyle McClellan, a season-high 42 saves, 13,000-plus on Friday, 15,359, a sellout crowd on Saturday. Nearly 29,000 fans packed the Kohl Center to watch the Badgers and the Gophers last weekend. And joining us now is head coach Mike Hastings here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. That was fun. I mean, you come out of the ice. The boys get a little taste of it during warm-ups Friday and Saturday. But then you're walking out after they come out of the ice. The band's playing, and you look up, and especially Saturday, they were all the way up to the rafters. That was fun to see.
Yeah, it's a special place when it's full. And you know, I will say this. You go back to the Crease Creatures, the band that you brought up, all the people that make the Kohl Center a special place, and the energy that we can draw from those people. And we probably didn't do as much as we wanted to that way, as far as putting pucks on the board, but the competitive level and the nature, it was a very physical weekend. You look at two goaltenders that I think really put out some really special performances between Close and Mac. And you know what, at this time of the year, that's the way hockey is. It's a difficult time to win hockey games. And so we've just got to continue to try and defend our home ice. So yeah, Hopefully we'll have a lot of people in the building this weekend against Notre Dame.
Yeah, Justin Close, the Minnesota goaltender, stopped 62 of 64 shots. He was named the Big Ten's number one star of the week. Kyle McClellan stopped 69 of 72 and was named the number two star of the week. But I mentioned Kyle was marvelous, especially on Saturday when he had those season-high 42 saves. And he stopped all 17 shots he faced in the third period and overtime, too. We talk about him every single week, and I'm not sure if there's anything other to say than he's just been fantastic for you.
You know what? He has been a guy that has been as consistent as anybody in our locker room. And he has a coach that if there's one position you want to be consistent, it's between the posts. And you know what? He's also a guy that, and you're around because you do your work. You come and watch us practice every single day. He's consistent there too. And when you're an everydayer, it's a lot easier to stack those on weekends. So I'm hoping we can continue to draw from not only his play, but how he prepares and what he does during the week to make sure that he's on point the weekends.
Yeah, I know your boys had a hard time putting the puck past Justin Close last weekend, but they try to put it past Kyle McClellan and William Grama every day in practice. That can't be easy for them either.
Well, it isn't. And you know what? Sharpens steel.
Yeah.
We have to continue to look in the mirror and see some of the things that we might be doing well and try and continue those, but continue to get better every day because this league forces you to. If you're not getting better, you're going to get beat. So the guys have put our first day was a good day, and now we need to stack those up until Friday.
Yeah. Did you get better this weekend? And if so, in what way?
I think so. I think any time that you play a quality opponent and they expose some of your weaknesses, like I thought on Saturday, and again, us coaches, I've got to be careful because I think just from what we do in our profession, you'd probably consider us to be pessimists, not optimists. And so we have a tendency to look at what we weren't doing well. I'm trying to make sure that we continue to pat the guys on the back for all the work that they are doing, because as much as we didn't score, we didn't give up a lot either. And so you've got to understand there's two sides of a piece of bread. And for us, our butter's got to get a little bit better on the side offensively. But we do want to give credit to the guys defensively.
Yeah. I mean, you give up 3 goals all weekend, in 60, 70 minutes, 60, 120, I'm not good at math. So that's 130 minutes. You give up 3 goals in all to a Gophers team that averages about 4 a game.
And those are positives, you know, and we had talked, if you could rewind even a week previous to that.
Yeah.
You know, there were 7 goals scored in the first period
against Michigan,
right? So again, I thought we did a better job defensively, and maybe not quite as good a job offensively. And so, as I'm saying, we're a work in progress.
I tell you, on Saturday against Minnesota too, you had to defend a lot, especially the last 2 periods, didn't you?
I thought that was probably, if you rewind the season to this point, that's the most we've had to defend. And I thought you saw what having to defend does to you offensively. We expended so much energy by playing at our end and trying to defend that we didn't have a lot of juice going out of our zone into their zone and creating offense. And credit to Minnesota for doing that. When you say, did you get better? Yeah, I think it exposed us a little bit that, and what we're trying to sell, which we hope the guys are buying, is that, hey, fellas, if we can get it, let's hold on to it a little bit more. Let's not just get rid of it. The best way to play defense is be on offense.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to sell that this week and just have the guys have an awareness that once we get our hands on it, let's do everything we can to keep it.
Yeah. Without the puck, though, on Saturday, you know, Minnesota's firing from here and there and crashing the net and what have you. You had 21 block shots. And if you think about it, it's a 1-1 game as regulation time is winding down. And there were 3 successive block shots before the buzzer went off. So, okay, things aren't working offensively. We might just be hanging on here, but we got to get this done here to be able to, all right, play another 5 at least, right?
The selflessness of this group has impressed me, really, from day one, because when you have 12 new players coming into an environment where your roster is 26, it's almost 50% of your roster. And that group has, from day one, decided, hey, you know what, we're going to try and do this together, try and set the next guy up for success. And that's actually a clip that we will be showing to our guys based upon, hey, guys, if we have this commitment level away from the puck and the we factor, we're going to be okay. You know, we just probably need a little bit more of that and a little bit better offensively at possessing some pucks and getting to their net.
Yeah. I know the Gophers left here Saturday thinking we had one taken from us because they had 2 goals washed out. One, you used your challenge to wash out a goal in the second period, and then they score, 40 seconds later, and it's 1-1 or something like that. And then another in the third where there was clear contact with your goaltender, Kyle McClellan, and he went down pretty hard. It was just odd. I think a lot of people were wondering, you know, the play happens. Jackson Nelson bowls into McClellan. There may have been some contact with Ben Dexheimer, enough to make him run into Kyle. Could he have avoided Kyle? The referee's standing watching the entire play and didn't call anything, didn't raise his hand, didn't blow his whistle when Kyle is down on the ice. Kyle scrambles back to try to get in some sort of position. He was very low. I'm not even sure if he was fully on his skates when Mason Nevers shoots from the slot and scores, and then the referee blows his whistle and washes it out. So can you tell me why did he wait so long to just stop play there? Any idea?
No.
Okay.
The thing I'd tell you is being fortunate to be in this game as long as I have, that is one animal I've never really been able to to figure out. And actually, as I've gotten older in the game, we're going to control what we get to control. Now, I just know what the Big Ten puts out. And, you know, the first one, the reason I challenged it, feet were in the paint.
Ollie Moore was in the paint.
And so to me, just from a director from the Big Ten, that's challengeable and actually no goal. So the second one, again, I've been around the game for a little while, and I might disagree with some people, but one thing that I have told to me for an awfully long time, that when a goaltender's in a crease in the paint, that's a privileged area. You can't go in and bump a goaltender. So, you know, at the end of the day, what happened happened, and we're not going to turn around and rewind it. Whether that went our way or it didn't, wasted energy for myself, wasted energy for our club. I understand it's a point of conversation because people want answers. That should come from if it deserves an answer. Yeah. I've got an opinion, but you know what I feel about opinions. You and I haven't talked about that. Everybody's entitled to one.
Yeah.
And really what we're going to focus on is what's going forward.
Yeah, just protect the goaltender. That's all I'd
like to say. Well, and it's, right? I know this, when our players go in and we bump a goaltender, I've struggled just, we want to get there.
Yeah.
And again, it's just like with everything in hockey, in my opinion, you play to that line.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be afraid of it. You've got to get there, right. But you can't go over it.
Right.
Right. So that's what our focus is. That's what we're trying to teach. That's what we're trying to hold our guys accountable to. And I believe that's the same thing that the officials are trying to do.
Yeah. Putting a bow on the Minnesota series, you won the regular season series from them, winning 9 out of 12 points. I mean, that's big.
Well, and it's a goal that we have every year. And I think if you went to Minnesota, you went to Notre Dame, you went to Ohio State, and you asked those staffs what's important in Big Ten play, it's winning your series. And so for us, that was a very important weekend. You know, 9 of 12 points is really important if you want to be where we want to be at the end of the year. And we've got another opportunity this weekend where we've got to garner some points here at home to try and win a series against Notre Dame.
Yeah, and that's in the Big Ten and nationally too. You're right? I mean, that's plain and simple.
That book of business is ongoing until playoffs, right? And then the book of business for the pairwise is still going on,
right,
until your regular season and postseason prior to the NCAA tournament is done. So we're a work in progress.
Yep. The Badgers currently fourth in the pairwise rankings, following last night's results in the Beanpot, where Northeastern beat Harvard in overtime, and then Boston University beat Boston College. BC is number one in the pairwise, North Dakota second, BU third, and Wisconsin currently in fourth. And the Badgers in second place in the Big Ten, 5 points behind Michigan State, 2 games in hand on the Spartans, who will be in Madison to wrap up the regular season on March, that is first and second, both games at 8 o'clock. A lot of fun hockey to come, including this weekend at home against Notre Dame. More with Mike Hastings coming up. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Richter for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects, quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Women's coach Mark Johnson coming up here in just a bit. Well, last week on the radio show, I called head coach Mike Hastings Mike Eaves. And so there's no excuse. I made a mistake.
I took it as a compliment, Mike, I want to tell you that right now. But go ahead.
Mike was kind enough not to say anything, just let it roll off his back. He leaves the room after we recorded the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, and then the next day, after a couple of people pointed out that I referred to him as Mike Eaves, Mike Hastings, I asked Mike, you know, did I call you that? Yep, and you put your head down and shook your head. It was just, I mean, so... in all fairness, for 14 years, I would do a radio show every week with Mike Eaves. For 14 years, I would interview him just like you, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times a week, right? You know, yeah. And then you see each other before and after practice and all this other stuff. So, and I had Mike Eaves in my head for whatever reason, and I call Mike Hastings Mike Eaves.
Well, I got to tell you that I've got your back going forward, all right?
Yes.
I do, because if I'm a true partner, and this is what we are, I should have said something, and you know what? I'll share this with the people. I thought, you know, I didn't realize, and he's only told me this 7 or 8 times, so for me not to realize it is completely on me that, you know, when we cut this, this is for today. This is going on the air. I'm going to back you up this way.
All right.
Because yeah. I believe if you only had a couple, that's because everybody else feels as I do, Poe, that you're a pro. You're really good at what you do. You prep, you care. You invest yourself in what you are. You're a consummate professional, and we're lucky to have you. And you can, I've been called a lot worse. Let's just put it that way, Bo. I've got a tremendous amount of respect for Mike and what. You know, really what the seat I'm sitting in, that himself and the guys before me and Tony and Jeff and the group, you know, fortunate to be here, and I love being with you all every day.
Yeah, that's cool. Actually, back when Mike Hastings was still playing hockey at St. Cloud State, Mike Eaves was an assistant coach. Was that your last year of playing, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And you know what? The one thing I can tell you about Mike is as competitive as everybody understands that he was here. Well, one day, and I'll share this, and I haven't even said this to you off air.
Okay.
We come out and we're getting ready for practice, and this goaltender comes out and gets between the posts, and you know we're down at the other end, come back, and I'm like, well, who the heck is this? And it was Ever. Ever threw the gear on and went out, and the athlete that he was, he looked pretty good. But that just tells you about him. It was a light moment. It was something that he came out and said, hey, try and get it by me. And you know, to his credit, he was pretty good at it.
Oh yeah, I have to be honest, you are similar to Mike in many ways. The way you relationship build, the way you communicate with your players, coaches, fans, administrators, your honesty, and your work ethic. I mean, Mike had all those to a T.
You know? Well, I'll consider that a compliment, because when I've been able to get to see some guys that had the opportunity to play for Mike, mm-hmm. you know, Adam Burrish, guys like that were very successful going all the way back to USA Hockey's first gold medal at World Juniors, and listening to those young men speak of their experience of playing for Mike. And so if that happens here, I consider myself very fortunate, and it's a compliment.
Yeah, we wish Mike and his wife, Beth, and the entire Eves family all the best. We're getting ready for Notre Dame coming up here in just a bit. And I know one thing, every coach, you were talking about how coaches, you know, they tend to be more pessimists than being positive. You're still searching for 60 minutes from your club. Anyway, you mentioned that to me last week prior to the Minnesota series. And I asked you, all right, what game stands out where you were closest to being the team that you want your team to be when it matters most?
I thought our series against Penn State at home, I thought that was probably as a complete back-to-back weekend, Friday, Saturday, that we put in the books here. And it's important. If there's one word, whether it's the National Hockey League, American League, college hockey, junior hockey, there's one word we're all pursuing, and it's consistency. You know, from your players, from your staff, you know, we just talked about officiating. you know, you're after that consistency and about being an everydayer. And it's what we're asking our guys to do. And we're going to challenge them this week that we've got to find a way to continue to eat away at that 60 minutes. Because if we're giving our best over those 60 minutes and we can be consistent over that time frame, whatever happens, you can live with. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you win a hockey game, great. You don't, you learn something from it. You go back. If we're not staying consistent on what we get to control over those 60 minutes, we're leaving a little meat on the plate. We're leaving a little bit behind. And so that's our journey. It's something we're continuing to try and get to. And it's our staff's job to try and help shed a light for our young men that they can find an avenue to get to 60 minutes.
Yeah. How hard do you work them now, though? You know, when you're February, it's mid-February. They just, you know, they resumed classes a few weeks ago too. How much can you push on a weekly basis to get what you want to get on the weekend?
Through communication with our group, and then really evaluation by our staff on what our days look like. You know, we can shorten up time frame, right? Doesn't mean the level or the intensity of the work needs to back off. You just shorten it up a bit. So for us, communicating with our leadership group, seeing if, you know, I've asked them to be honest, and sometimes that isn't exactly what I'm feeling at the time. And you've got to back off at times. And then there's other times where you need to put the foot down a little bit. And right now for us, we've got to find a way that if we have to defend as long as we defended against the University of Minnesota, we can't go away. So conditioning wise, is that something we can cross a T or dot an I? Yeah. Because we can't be out of gas either mentally or physically the way that we were on Saturday at the end of that game.
Sure. You know, if you're playing Minnesota and there's 7-8 penalties called each night, you know, then there's a balancing act with the players, the skaters that you have, because some guys are going to be playing on special teams a lot more than others, right? Well, there were only 5 penalties called last weekend, only one on Friday. Wisconsin didn't have a penalty in the series opener against the Golden Gophers. That should allow the 12 or 13 forwards that you have, or the 6 or 7 defensemen that you have, to stay a little bit fresh and get into a more of a rotation, a general rotation you'd like to have. I mean, we saw your fourth line out there quite a bit on Saturday. You know, they were doing things. Friday, too. They were doing things to help the club.
Yeah, and then for us, that's, you know, we talked about that on Monday. Yeah. We go right back Sunday and do a little reflection, look at our minutes played for each guy, see if we put a lot on a plate of one and maybe not enough on the plate of another. And this weekend is as balanced as we've been as far as minutes played throughout our lineup.
Yeah. Cruz Lucius missed last weekend's series. The Badgers leading point getter has been back at practice, and hopefully he's ready to go. You miss him. I mean, he can do a lot of good things for you.
He's an energizing type guy offensively. He from the blue line in, that's kind of his playground. He does a great job at not only creating for himself, but creating for others. I thought he was, you saw we missed him a bit on the power play. And so for us, he's just somebody that allows our depth to go from the top down now, because he goes back into a top six role. You know, hopefully, you know, when we went into the weekend, he was our leading scorer. And so we need him to come in and understand there's both ends of the rink, which he has done day in and day out, but we need him back in our lineup.
And it looks like freshman defenseman Brady Cleveland's getting close too, huh?
You know what? He's still trying to get the conditioning where we need to be, but I like where he's at right now. I think he's in a really good spot as far as being health-related conditioning. The upper body injury that he had is non-existent. He's moving in a really good direction.
All right, a couple more here from Mike Hastings on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. You know, 14 years ago today, Wisconsin beat Michigan 3-2 in come-from-behind fashion at Camp Randall Stadium in the Culver's Camp Randall Hockey Classic. Over 55,000 fans watched Brendan Smith pumped in a couple of power play goals in the third period. I don't think Red Berenson was very pleased about it. He would look very cold after the game. Mike Eaves, not so much, because Wisconsin won. Actually, you know, and think about it, too, back in February of 2006, the Badgers played in front of almost 41,000 at the Frozen Tundra Hockey Classic at Lambeau Field, where the Badgers beat Ohio State 4-2. You know, you see outdoor games every year in the National Hockey League. You see them occasionally at Fenway Park and college games, Fenway Park in Boston. And I know, you know, Wisconsin played at Soldier Field as well, an outdoor game. You'd love to play an outdoor game, wouldn't you, somewhere,
yeah,
someday?
Their experiences. You know, and that's, you know, when somebody decides to come to the University of Wisconsin, they're looking for, I think, very special experiences. And there's so many different ways that you can describe what it is to be here. But one of them is playing at the Kohl Center when it's sold out. Another one might be, as you're already referencing, playing outdoors. And I know there's a lot of business structure that goes into, does this happen? Doesn't it happen? I was fortunate to play in an outdoor game at MSU. Blakesley Stadium, and it's something that I'll cherish for the rest of my life. I think if you ask the players that played in it, whether it was MSU or whether it was St. Thomas, I think they'd tell you it was an experience that had an impact on their time at where they're at, and I think it's an opportunity if provided us. It's about making a memory, and that's what we're all trying to chase.
Yeah. Is there one place you'd like, oh, I'd love to play outside there? You know, like Lake Tahoe? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you start looking at them, and I don't know. I'm the age that I am. Yeah. I look out, and you go ahead and you look at Fenway.
Yeah.
You know, I took my son there who's going to school at Northeastern.
Yeah.
David Quinn, a friend of mine, was able to get us some tickets. And, you know, we saw the Sox play the Yankees. And yeah, it was A-Rod's last game. But what an intimate place,
yeah,
you know, because it's not 80,000 fans.
Wrigley, the same type of thing. You know,
there
old
you go.
Ballpark.
Like Wrigley, exactly. Yeah, and I've been there, there back in the USHL days.
Yep.
It's intimate. It's iconic.
Yes.
It's beautiful. It's historic. Those are experiences that maybe, at least our age, that's something that we can buy into because we maybe grew up. I remember watching, you know, WGN And Harry Carey.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So to me, that'd be a special place.
For sure. All right, Notre Dame this weekend, Friday night, 7 o'clock, Saturday night, 6 o'clock. The Fighting Irish coming off a split at home against Michigan State last weekend. They looked really good on Friday, got shut out on Saturday. But Ryan Bischel is one of the best goaltenders in the country. And, he held your club to 2 goals in the Friday game at Notre Dame a few weeks back. Badgers prevailed 2-1. Then a crazy second game where you're up 5-1, and then you win that game 7-4, but they didn't like that you took 6 points from them there. They're going to be coming here working hard and ready to go, I'm sure.
Yeah, and we're all playing for our pairwise lives, right? Positioning in the playoffs, opportunity for us to get better, opportunity for us to defend our home ice. Hopefully we can have a couple of big crowds just to, when we need to rely upon them, they're there. And so for us, Notre Dame's a pain to play because they're so well prepared, and they play the game the right way. They defend as a group, and with Bischel playing the way that he's playing, we'll have our work cut out for us, but it's an opportunity we want to take advantage of.
I'd love to see the fans out at the Kohl Center, 1-800-GO-BADGERS, or go to uwbadgers.com for ticket information. They're going fast. Otherwise, you can listen to both games on the Badgers Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Have a good weekend. Thanks.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, that's Mike Hastings, head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. More coming up. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
My daughter is normally a little goofball, but after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Her best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's No Joke, a big announcement naming Radetzky's No Joke Dairy near Stratford as a future host of the state's Farm Technology Days.
Technology sharing, celebration of agriculture.
Matt Lippert with the UW Division of Extension. He says the Radetzky Farm is operated by the family's 5th generation and looks forward to opening their doors to the public.
Certainly an honor. Family success. And modernization and history and pride in what they're doing. So yeah, it's a very fun event.
An event that moves to a different part of the state every year.
Other states also have similar events, but ours is one of the very few that actually does rotate. Goes to different counties, so obviously different host farms.
It could bring more than 40,000 people to the central Wisconsin area in the summer of 2026. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
The Big Ten hockey standings, Michigan State in first place with 40 points, Wisconsin in second place with 35, but two games in hand on the Spartans. Michigan State plays at Michigan on Friday and then in Detroit on Saturday at Little Caesars Arena. Meanwhile, eighth-ranked Minnesota, which is currently in third place, home to play Penn State. Ohio State is idle. The Wisconsin women on the road this weekend. Head coach Mark Johnson joins us next. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with six locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases. Optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, the second-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team has only six games left in the regular season this weekend, playing a pair at Bemidji State Friday night at 6 and Saturday at 3 o'clock. This past weekend, Mark Johnson's Badgers played a very good St. Cloud State team, won 3-2 in overtime on Saturday, and then a 5-2-1 on Sunday. The Badgers have won 11 in a row and are 24-4 overall, and the Badgers head coach Mark Johnson joins us here. And 3-2, 5-2, again, one game goes to overtime. St. Cloud didn't make it easy, did they?
No, it was actually a very, the first game was very fast. I was talking to their coaching staff afterwards, and, you know, both teams are going to benefit by playing that type of game. Very competitive, very physical, and very quick. And so, as you mentioned, there's only six games to go in the regular season. And, you know, having played up at Duluth, the top 10 team, and then St. Cloud, they're in the top 10 also. It just, it's a good time to play these teams. If you're successful, obviously, that's a bonus. But more importantly, you can figure things out, and you're better because of the games. And so both games were good. I mean, we had to dig down deep. We fell behind in both games, but we found a way to win the one Saturday afternoon on a beautiful goal by KK in overtime. And then I thought we did a better job of managing the puck yesterday in our Sunday game than we did Saturday. But again, on Saturday, you got to give credit to St. Cloud because they were structured very well. And, you know, we were feeding into the pucks that they wanted us to feed to.
Sure.
And as you know, you create turnovers, and now they come down, and now you have to defend. So we talked about some things prior to Sunday's game. I thought we did a better job, but, again, it was still a competitive game. And, you know, we ended up scoring a couple goals, Lanny Potter, in the third period to sort of open up the game. But good, hard-fought weekend, and now we move forward with the six games left.
Yeah. Again, at Bemidji State this weekend, Mark Johnson with us. That game Saturday, an overtime win for the Badgers. Mark mentioned Caroline Harvey with a game-winning goal in OT down the left wing, and that was a snipe. Boy, she can shoot the puck, can't she?
Yeah, she really can, and, you know, she's like Ovechkin. Every time Ovechkin scores, whether it's goal number one or goal number 700, he gets excited, and whether, you know, it's in a game or it's an overtime or even in practice, she gets excited, and so it's good for us. It was obviously a huge goal to win the hockey game, but more importantly, it gets her closer to 100%.
Yeah.
And confidence-wise, the same thing. We're all of a sudden now, you know, Sunday afternoon, you know, game's tied 1-1. We're on a power play, and she says a similar type thing. You know, makes a great shot, gives us a lead 2-1, and gives us momentum.
Yeah, KK Harvey, fun to watch. Jane Gervais had 24 saves on Saturday, and then that Sunday game, it is 1-1 after one period of play. KK scores that power play goal, so two goals on the weekend for her. And you mentioned Lanny Potter, too. She had two goals in, like, within 3 minutes or so in the third period after KK had scored to make it 4-1. And how about her? I mean, she doesn't put the puck away very often. I think she doubled her goal total, didn't she?
She did, and I think the second one she scored yesterday afternoon, she was as surprised as anybody. She's sort of like, oh, my God, I really scored? And sure, her body language was interesting, but obviously the huge goals, you know, right at the end of the second period, we were killing a penalty, and I thought, you know, Layla Edwards had a breakaway.
Yeah.
And if she scores there, instead of going in 2-1, we're up 3-1. It's a different scenario. But again, we dug down deep, and as I mentioned, it was a very physical series, so we had to expend a lot of energy, which also St. Cloud did. But, you know, with Monday off, it's a day to recover and rest and get your body feeling better for our practices as we get into the week.
Yeah. By the way, on Sunday, Ava McNaughton had 23 saves for the Badgers, who again have won 11 in a row and on the road this weekend before coming home to host Minnesota and Ohio State to wrap up the regular season. You know, you don't have a full lineup. It's been an issue this season. It's been an issue the last couple of seasons, too. I think you had 9 healthy forwards on your line chart. This is difficult for not only for you, but for the players who are trying to get better, trying to get healthy so they can help this team.
It is. And, you know, again, when you're playing a physical series like we went through, you know, you don't have a lot of resources to dig down. So if somebody gets dinged up or they have to miss a shift or they're actually tired, you don't have that 11th or 10th or 12th forward that you normally would. And, you know, we got Murphy back in the lineup.
Yeah.
And so that was a big addition. But again, you know, we got to get these kids to 100%. And so hopefully in the next 10 days to 2 weeks prior to maybe getting to Minnesota, we can get healthy. But, you know, it's the next person up. All coaches deal with it. And
sure.
So you have to manage it. And the big thing is to, you know, do things necessary this week to get ourselves ready for, a hard-fought series up in Bemidji. It's never easy up there when you go up there. And so you know what you're going to get. And you have to be ready to willing to go out and try to outwork them if you're going to be successful. And that'll be the mission as we get ready for, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday's practices.
All right.
you know, it was fun this weekend here, whether it be at Laban Arena or the Kohl Center. I think in total, somewhere like 35,000 people came to watch the Wisconsin women and the Wisconsin men play hockey. I mean, both places were packed. That was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Oh, it was very exciting. My daughter was at the men's game Friday night, along with her husband, Jake Buns, who was a defenseman here. And they had a great time. And it was a whiteout. And, you know, it was a lot of entertainment. And unfortunately, the wrong team scored in overtime. Yeah. But the big thing is, you know, both teams played well over there, and both teams are playing well, and it'll be interesting as they enter the playoffs and get in the NCAA tournament, who's going to be able to put a string together, you know, to get to the end and win the national championship. And certainly Wisconsin's in that breath or in that conversation with people. And so Saturday night, you know, obviously a full house, and it was full. That's one thing you can say, the games are sold out, but if you look at the crowd Saturday at the men's game and both our crowds, they were full.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had the band there, and so it's entertaining, and you know, if you're a hockey fan, both venues are outstanding to be part of.
Yeah. By the way, the Wisconsin women, by taking 5 of 6 points from St. Cloud, clinched a home ice playoff spot in the WCHA. It's always fun to play at home, for sure. And it also, you, when you play a top 10 team too, your national rankings, your pairwise ranking, your RPI, those improve as well. Are you in pretty good standing there?
I don't really look at it too much. I look at it from, you know, how we playing and, you know, what we need to do to get to the finish line and put ourselves in position at the end. But obviously being home for the playoffs is a big feather in our cap. It's always fun to play here. What I like, it was similar to last year and last few years, is that, you know, we're playing Minnesota and we're playing Ohio State, you know, our last four games. And, you know, you'd love to win them all, but, you know, even if you don't, you're playing at a high level. You're competing at a high level. So when you step into playoffs, that's where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
And then it really becomes a short season. You get, you know, 2 weekends to try to win your playoff championships. And if you don't, then again, you're still playing at the high level. And you, if you get a bid and you're in, then you have a chance. And, you know, you're playing at a high level. And, you know, similar to last year when we had to go to Minnesota and won a couple games up there late in the season, we came back and we split with Ohio State. You know, we were in a good space. We were healthy. We were playing at a high level and say, okay, what's next?
Yeah. Looking forward to what's next. Bemidji State this weekend up in the, well, the Iron Range of Minnesota. But they have good walleye up there, so that's a good thing. And then the Badgers host Minnesota Friday, February 16th at 7 o'clock. Saturday, the 17th at 2 o'clock. And then Ohio State to close out the regular season Friday, the 23rd of February at 7 p.m. And then Saturday, the 24th at 8 p.m. That game will be on BTN. It'll be a little bit past Mark Johnson's bedtime. You know, I was looking at your team stats when Lanny Potter with her weekend. She's up to 10 points, Mark. You have 16 players that have at least 10 points. You have 7 with 20. You have 4 who have 40. Kirsten Sims, Casey O'Brien, Britta Curl, and Lacey Eden, and Lacey leads you in goals with 22. That's a lot of production from a lot of different people.
Yeah, it gives us depth. And so obviously, you know, we have 2 freshman defensemen. We have 2 sophomore defensemen. So, you know, we're experienced, but, you know, they're not seasoned veterans. But, you know, they've been through a lot last year. They've been through a lot this year. And so if they can make our offense better, where, you know, the production, whether it's KK jumping up or Jungles jumping up, you know, Murphy's good at it. And so it's just one of those things where you can create some offense. But you mentioned a couple other kids. You know, Sims has had a real good year, and you know, the last month, you know, Casey point production has really jumped up. I mean, she's been probably our most consistent player from the first game to where we're at right now. But you look at her point production, especially after Christmas, I mean, I didn't realize she had 3 assists yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, I looked at the stat sheet and go, okay, wow. You know, it's like, and the game before, 1-4, you know, 2, I mean, it's just like, and Eden's been consistent too with her goal production and her game to game. I mean, it's some games she wants to score all the time and it gets frustrated when she doesn't. But again, if you have that consistency, Britta Curl's been consistent as a 200-foot player. So if you have multiple players in that space, chances are you're going to have some success, and we've been fortunate to have those kids point production-wise, you know, put us in a position right now that's pretty good.
All right. Casey O'Brien, Mark mentioned. Casey, with those 3 assists on Sunday, she's now 2 shy of 100 for her career. Only 9 other Badgers have had 100 assists in their career. That's pretty good. So Bemidji, you go up there, let's you know, don't take them lightly. Fine-tune and get ready for what's coming next.
Yeah, at this time, and that's what I take away from this weekend, you know, there were points in the game where, you know, we need to bear down and focus a little bit more and play correct and, you know, not turn over the pucks. That was my big message in both games. And so hopefully we can learn some things. This weekend will be a little different look. You know, they're coming off a couple tough defeats down at Ohio State, and there's a lot of pride up there.
Yeah.
Whether it's on the men's side or the women's side, you know, it's Bemidji hockey, and they know how to play one way, and they compete and they play hard. And, you know, if you're not going to match that or exceed it, then you're going to be in for a long night. And as you well know, I mean, anybody can beat anybody in this league. It only takes one goaltender to have a great night or a tip in or a bounce here and there, and all of a sudden at the end of the game you lose 2-1 and you're saying, how'd that happen? Well, welcome to hockey. And so our job is to you know, get healthy. Our job is to recover from this past weekend and create the energy that we had up in Duluth and that we saw this weekend. And if we're able to do that, then it's just a matter of getting the fish in the boat and getting a few pucks back by the goaltender up there.
All right. My thanks to Mark Johnson. The Badgers again at Bemidji State Friday night at 6 o'clock, Saturday at 3 o'clock. Both games in Madison on 1070 AM and the iHeartRadio app. We'll wrap things up in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline. How can I help you?
Share hope, find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided and flexible hours are available. 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselors enjoy competitive compensation and benefits packages. Most importantly, you can share hope and find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. Apply today at 988lifelinecounselor.org. Family Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Paid for by grants from SAMHSA and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
So with 3 weekends left of the regular season, the Wisconsin women's hockey team is in second place in the WCHA, 7 points behind league-leading Ohio State. The top-ranked Buckeyes will come to Madison to wrap up the regular season February 23rd and 24th, a weekend after Minnesota comes to LeBron Arena the 16th and 17th. First up for Mark Johnson's club, a trip to Bemidji to play Bemidji State this Friday night at 6 o'clock, Saturday at 3 o'clock. Both games on the radio in Madison, 1078. a.m. plus the iHeartRadio app. Reed Magnum will call the action. Great to hear Paul Brown and Mark Greenhall call the St. Cloud State Series last weekend. They'll be back calling Badger women's hockey for the remainder of the regular season after this weekend, plus into the playoffs. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin men against Minnesota, two-day total crowd at the Kohl Center of 28,857, the largest for a weekend since January of 2011, when 29,362 watched the Badgers sweep Minnesota State. At the Kohl Center again this weekend for the fourth-ranked Badgers against Notre Dame, which is 500 in league play, 14-12-2 overall. Under longtime head coach Jeff Jackson, Badgers swept the Irish in South Bend last month. We're on the air on Friday night at 6:30, face-off at 7 o'clock. Saturday's game starts at 6 p.m. with pregame at 5:30 on the Badgers Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. My thanks to our producer-engineer Dave McCann for all his work today, as well as head coaches Mark Johnson and Mike Hastings. And I'm Brian Posick. Thanks so much for listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money.
Yeah.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is CBS News on the Hour.